Any question? Yes, come forward.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Pastor, I'm very confused right now. I thought I have the Holy Ghost, but after you preach on Sunday, I find I don't have the Holy Ghost. That was 2014. I don't know what I received, but I found out that all the things I used to do before, I don't do them anymore, but I still struggle in it. But after you preach on Sunday, you said when you went that I felt those things that were happening to me, I was still on the process. And you said if you actually receive the Holy Ghost, you will live a perfect life, a holy life. In fact, I don't have the Holy Ghost.
No, I didn't. I never made that statement on Sunday that you live a perfect life. I didn't say that. Because you have to give me the definition of perfection. Perfection as it is used, when the Bible says, be ye perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. Perfection that is used there, we talk about the stature of perfection, you grow. The usage of it is talking about maturity. Maturity. The new birth, spiritual birth, the new birth, spiritual, is in the same process like the physical new birth. When a child is given birth to, he grows. He grows from milk, and he's weaned from the breast, drawn from the breast, weaned from the milk, or whichever way they call it, and then he begins to eat some kind of food. And then eventually he will eat strong meat. Peter said, as newborn babes, he said, desire the sincere milk of the word. So, when you receive the Holy Ghost, now it also leads you to all truth. What God uses to mature us is his word. So, when you receive the Holy Ghost, the next thing for your growth is the study of the word of God. When you say you receive the Holy Ghost and you don't study, you will have crisis in your Christian life. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Shalom. Daddy, my question is about three questions. Number one, sir, is if someone receives Holy Ghost and is not rooted in the Word of God and fall in a sin, and discover the Holy Ghost is no longer with him, and the person eventually repent, can the Holy Ghost be given to him again or restored back to him?
See, the Holy Ghost is eternal life. It has no end. And that's why the Holy Ghost is not given to everybody. It is given to only those whose names are written in the book of life. The Bible calls them his elect. For the foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And once you are saved, forever you are saved. You cannot be saved today and you do anything and become unsaved. But what happened is that when you receive the Holy Ghost, you have received the spirit of adoption. You are adopted now as a child of God. A father-son relationship exists. And whom he loves, he chastens. And so when you begin to live a life in the flesh and want to disgrace him and live a disobedient life, God knows how to deal with his children. He will deal with you. And that is the moment you think that the Holy Ghost has been withdrawn. Yes, it is not withdrawn. It is your peace that he takes away. He will take away your peace. But the life still remains. And that is a very deep mystery. But I don't want to go too much into that area because I want to keep everybody on your toes for now.
Okay.
There's a teaching that we teach that everybody will sit down and relax. So I don't want you to relax because it can be very easily misapplied. The truth is this. Once you are saved, forever you are saved. But the joy of salvation can be taken away from you. And when God's peace is taken away from you, you will live a miserable life. Nothing will work for you. It's like God step aside, and then Satan will say, hey, give me 10 minutes, make I don't deal with them first. And the purpose is to make you come back and repent. And once you repent, fellowship continues. The same way our fathers deal with us, that is how our Heavenly Father also deals with us. Whatever you go through is to make you realize and come back to Him in total repentance. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. The last question. Let me leave the third one. Sir, it's not about the teaching of this night. It's about the baptism of the water baptism.
Yes.
Sir, if anybody is baptized from Mission in baptism from his own church and is baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, will he rebaptize again here, sir?
See what revelation does. What revelation does for sincere people is that, you know, it enables you to make correction. Once you discover scripturally that you have been doing anything in error, Pastor Timi and Pastor Abuja. Give him microphone. Let him confirm. You know, you had a vibrant church.
Yes, sir.
You ordained your wife.
Yes, sir.
She was Mommy Gio.
Not only my wife, there is one sister Ebere too. She was one of my
ordained pastors.
Ordained evangelists.
Now,
you
had branches. You had branches, church branches.
Yeah, I have branches.
Now, and then you had headquarters.
And I have headquarters.
Now, and then suddenly you came across us through the television.
Yes, sir.
And you had something. And you went and deodained.
And pursue all of them down. Deodained them and reshuffle the church again.
And hallelujah. Now, that is what revelation does. And then you were selling anointing oil.
Yes, sir.
Like Pastor Paul.
I was selling anointing oil for 400 naira, 500
Your
naira.
Own cheap. Pastor Paul, he owed how much? 10,000 naira. When you catch truth, it provokes a response if you are sincere. But if you are just a spirit of religion, you will still sit down. We Samaritans, we worship in the mountain. We Anglican, we do infant baptism. We Catholic, we do this one. That is religion. Show them anything in the Bible, they will never see it. They will never see it. They will never see it. It's religion. So go and re-baptize. Yes.
Shalom, church.
Shalom, ma'am.
Sir, please, can a Christian be baptized by the Holy Ghost before the water baptism?
Sure. Sure. And you can receive the Holy Ghost anywhere, even in a celestial church. Even in a Catholic church. But how do we know that it is the Holy Ghost you have received? It will lead you to all truth. You will not be comfortable where you are anymore. Cornelius received the Holy Ghost before water baptism. Yes. It can happen. Yes. Next person.
Shalom, church.
Shalom, sir.
Please, my question is about the problem or the difference between the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Please help me.
The baptism of the Holy Spirit is God by His Spirit coming in a man, a woman, to change your nature and convert you from a sinner to a saint. It works the work of salvation. That is the power to become the Son of God. He came to his own received him not, but as many as received him to them, gave him power to become the Son of God. And the power to become the Son of God is the power that converts a sinner to a saint. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is God wanting anybody to borrow any vessel, to use anybody for any purpose. Then he anoints you, his hand places his hand on you to do a particular job. It has nothing to do with salvation. And that's why he says in Matthew chapter 7, not all that say, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom. That day some will come and say, but you know, your name I cast out spirit, I do this, I do that. But he said he didn't even know them. You see, but they were anointed. Anointing is for service. Baptism of the Holy Ghost is for salvation, redemption.
Sir, I remember online when you were explaining about this baptism of the Holy Ghost and anointing. You said when somebody gets the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he will manifest the gifts of the Holy Spirit, those nine that are in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians. And that somebody can also get anointing and manifest the same gifts.
Yes. And anytime I say this, I always tell you, listen to me very well. I say, concerning speaking in tongues, for instance, using that as an example, I say that you can speak in tongues without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I say, but if you have the Holy Ghost, you can also speak in tongues. Now, when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you become a vessel of honor. That is what Apostle Paul told Timothy. That in a great house there are many vessels. Some to honor and some to dishonor. There are borrowed vessels that God borrowed to use. But he knows his own. Now that animal, that ass, that Balaam, do you remember the story? That prophet Balaam was loving the wages of unrighteousness, going contrary to God's perfect will to go and curse Israel because Balak offered him a lot of money. And then he was going, the animal that he was riding began to talk to him. It was the hand of God that came and opened the eye, and that animal saw vision. And that animal spoke in tongue. And then Balaam heard him, giving him message. Can't you see? That is anointing. That is anointing. And then after he has delivered the message, he released him to go and continue eating his grass. Yes. From Philippines, Brother Miracle, what about the case of a Christian who had gotten a new spirit and not a change of heart, still struggling and giving in to sin, but is still being condemned by his heart because he or she knows what he or she is doing is wrong? Note, the person has not received the Holy Ghost and knows that he or she has not received. Question, how or what does he or she do in order to receive the Holy Ghost? Because the person has been praying for it, but not forthcoming. And as a result, the devil is using it to weaken the person, making the person feel he or she is not a seed of God. Let me quickly take advantage of this question and remind you something. Somebody once asked me a question. What of those who didn't know Christ, never heard the gospel at all, and they died? And quickly, and I said that first and foremost, there are three areas, things that God will use to judge the whole world. Number one is the age of the conscience. You will use the age. There was no gospel, there was no law, there was no grace. The whole world lived like that, but every human being had a conscience. And on the day of judgment, you will be judged by how your conscience was telling you what you are doing was right or wrong. So every human being has a conscience. And the fact that your conscience is speaking to you does not mean that you now have a heart of flesh. The heart of flesh will be so... When God deals with your heart, takes away the stony heart and turns it to a heart of flesh, He must go through that process before He changes your spirit. First things first. Remember, first, He will wash you with clean water. Because there is dirty water. And dirty water cannot clean you. And this cleaning is the washing of the water by the word. You will receive the word first. Before you can present yourself for your heart to be dealt with. Then your spirit will change. And please, the same way you ask for the Holy Ghost is the same way you ask for any other thing at all by faith. And the assurance we have is that the scripture is there. Luke chapter 11 and verse 13. If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask? Right? Ask that you might receive. He who asks, receives. Keep asking. If He does not answer you today, He will answer you tomorrow. Keep asking. And He will give you. And remember, it's not everybody that asks for the Holy Ghost. That you are desiring it is evidence you are a candidate for it. Amen.